Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11. And it says, "Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy."
Thanks, Steph. So I want to start by saying I felt quite challenged by being asked to speak on this because it challenged me to think about how much I rest in God and how much I actually rest. If you know me and Chris, you know that we're quite busy. We're always doing things, and that's kind of the word of this preach, busy, busyness. And I guess I don't really have a title, but if I had kind of something to entitle this with, it would be "You're Never Too Busy for God." So I'm going to kind of talk about what the Sabbath is from that scripture, what the Sabbath isn't, our problem with the Sabbath as human beings and our response to God. So first of all, what is the Sabbath? It's time dedicated to God. It's setting time aside. And in this scripture, it says a day, to God, to lay our busyness down, to come to God with no agenda, but with expectation. It doesn't have to be a Sunday, but it might be helpful if you decide to do that on a Sunday, because you're coming together with the people of God to worship in one voice, one spirit. You might want to use that day to set some time aside to come to God, because Jesus is your Sabbath rest. It's in him that we find our rest. Dedicating time to God means loving God and loving people. In Matthew 22:36-40, when Jesus is asked what the greatest commandments are, he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." So if this is what Jesus says the law hangs on, then what are we going to do with the Sabbath? We're going to spend it loving God and loving people. It's set apart as holy. It's not set apart just to have fun, although you can have fun. Do you know you're allowed to have fun whilst you're resting? You are allowed. There is no law against that. But it's set apart to be time for you to rest in God and who he is. So it's a time of rest. That's my second point. The first one, it's a time dedicated to God. And the second point is it's a time of rest. It's a time to stop doing. And we are human beings, not human doings, okay? We are human beings, not human doings. And the scripture says, no one in your household will do any work. So we often think of work as where we're employed, but perhaps you aren't in employment at the moment, but there are things that you will do that are work. God wants you to rest from that. He has a pattern in the Bible of rest, and I'm going to come along to that in a second. He rested. He wants you to rest from work. And how do we rest? I'm going to come on to that later, but we rest by being with God. We rest in Jesus Christ himself. So maybe there are things that you store up for a time to do all in one go, even though you know that you've not rested all week, and you think, oh, I can do that then, I can do that then, I can do that then. And you come to the end of the day and you realize you've not rested at all, because you've filled every nook and cranny of your time with things to do, with the list that you have, with the tick it off. God wants to say to you that you are never too busy to rest in him. Okay. The Sabbath is God's pattern for living. It says on the seventh day, God rested. God didn't need to rest. He is Almighty God. He created the heavens and the earth, but on the seventh day, he rested. Why did he do it then? Why did this God who is everywhere, all the time, fully able, why did he take a break? Because he knows what we're like. He knows that we are only human and he knows our frailty. So he rested to demonstrate a pattern for how we should live. And what did God do on that seventh day? I don't know exactly. It doesn't say exactly God did this, God did that. But God is three in one. So I would suggest that he communed with himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Are we communing with God? Are we communing with one another when we're resting in him? Are we coming to the table and being filled with who he is? The Sabbath is not a recommendation for your life. It's a commandment. God commands us to rest in him. He didn't say, maybe you should do this. It might be a good idea. He wrote it down in the Ten Commandments because he knows our human nature and he knows what we need. In Jeremiah, it says that the heart is deceitfully wicked above all else. We choose things that aren't good for us. We choose to work and make lots of money in and let resting pale into insignificance. But God, in his wisdom, patterned a time of rest. And we need to listen to God's wisdom and not think that we know better. It's inclusive of all people. Don't think that you don't need to rest because you can do it all. You can get on with it. Because the verse specifically lists different kinds of people who needed to rest. You need to rest. Your servants need to rest. Your wives need to rest. We all need to rest. So don't think that you're missed out from the list. God is speaking to you. He even gave the animals a break. Okay? So if he's giving the donkeys and the cattle a break, how much more do you need to rest in him? Remember that Jesus is your rest. So what is the Sabbath not? The Sabbath is not a ladder to heaven. It's not something that you need to tick off the list to make sure that you're good enough to go to heaven. God, I rested on a Sunday. Nudge, nudge, get me up there. No. Even Jesus himself said that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. God made the Sabbath for you to rest, not for you to notch up all the rules, tick them all off the list that you are perfect, you're there. God, I've obeyed this, I've done that, get me in. It's not something to be legalistic about. It's not something that we have to do or not do. It's about spending time resting in God. Jesus didn't worry about the extra rules that the Pharisees had written about the Sabbath. He knew that the Sabbath was about spending time in the presence of God, spending time with his disciples, showing them a life of love, loving God and loving people. The Sabbath is not a self-help day. I'm sorry if this is controversial. Okay? The Sabbath was not born out of a self-care, self-help movement. It's a God-care, God-ordained command. Okay, there's a caveat to this though. You are allowed to enjoy yourself. You are allowed to spend time doing things you like. You are allowed to be pampered. You are allowed to buy a new top if you like, if that's how you like to do leisure time. But that does not replace the rest that we have in God. We need to set time aside to be with God, to love God, to know God, and not replace that with temporal things that we think are rest. We need to know true rest. John Piper talks about self-care and he said, the care you really need is not buried somewhere deep inside of you, waiting to be unlocked by some dessert or diversion. No, you need the healing, forgiving, restoring, and transforming grace of a God who loves you. Only someone stronger than your greatest weakness, bigger than your worst failures, and brighter than your deepest darkness could address the things you fear or regret. We need to rest in God, not rest in things that make us feel temporarily good. We can enjoy ourselves doing those things, but they are not the source of life. They are not the fountain of life, and they are not the rest that will sustain us. So the Sabbath isn't about pausing from work to indulge in a chocolate cake, although if you want to do that, you can, because I do that on a regular basis. It's remembering that God knows our human frailty and he is our strength. It's about stopping and catching your breath and breathing in the breath of God. It's about resting from work and resting in God. Amen. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's resting in God. Amen. So what's our problem with the Sabbath? Why do we find it so hard to rest? Time is precious and we are busy, busy people. How often do you say, there's not enough time, it's been all go, I wish there were more hours in the day? I think I probably find myself saying that quite often. I have a big list of things that I do, and most of the time, not even half of them are ticked off. But if we had more hours in the day, would we be using them to rest in God? Or would we continue to try and be more productive, to optimize our time, optimize our productivity, and get more done? Because our human nature is that we want more, we want to get more, we want to be more, we want to have more. In the corporate world, that's probably true. Time is money. So the time that we have, we want to use to be productive, to make more, to have more. In Matthew, it says, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. And corporate world can sometimes be like that, can be enslaved to doing more, being busy, and forgetting to rest in God. Money is replaceable, but time is not. We get a bit addicted to doing. Technology has meant that we're contactable at the touch of a button, and not replying now has made us rude. Not responding to all of our emails has made us lazy. And not giving up free time to work means that we don't have drive. But these things can all be true in a workplace. There can be so many demands on your time because of the instant way that we communicate. And we've bought into the idea that if we're busier, then our lives are more important. But God says that the Sabbath is not always having to be doing. The Sabbath is resting in God. We can find it hard to prioritize. We can be too busy for God. We can struggle to not look at that list and think, oh, but I just need to tick the next one off. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking about not being a Martha, about not always having to do everything, not making my kitchen look sparkling clean before I can spend time with God, not having to make sure I've bought all the shopping before I can spend time with God. And perhaps if time set aside to spend with God sounds daunting to you, maybe there's something that God wants to teach you about learning to rest in him and spend time with him. Perhaps if you think, oh, I have to spend this prolonged amount of time with God, how on earth do I do that? Well, you don't have to spend a prolonged amount of time with God in one go, but God desires that you are with him. He desires that you enter into his presence. And The more you do it, the more you yearn for it. The more you look to God in every situation, the more you want to know his opinion on things, the more you want to rest in who he is rather than trying to work it all out for yourself. So today I challenge you to catch your breath and breathe in the breath of God, your creator who rested on the seventh day. Finally, how do we respond? We can respond by prioritizing time to rest in God. Sabbath rest, resting in Jesus and who he is. If we're falling more in love, more and more in love with God, then we're going to want to rest in him more. We want to value his commandment. He's told us to love God and love other people. They're the most important commandments and the whole law hinges on them. So if we rest in him, we learn more about who he is, we love him more, and we fulfill everything else that he's asked us to do. We copy God's pattern by spending time with him and spending time with people. So what am I going to do with my Sabbath rest? I want to be so in love with God that all the things I do on the Sabbath are things that lead me back to him. If I'm spending time with friends, I want to be encouraging them and reminding them of Christ in them. If I'm going for a walk, I want to be looking at the beauty of creation. The creation that God made for his glory and for my pleasure. If I'm eating tasty food, I want to remember the suffering Saviour who shared bread and wine, his body broken and his blood poured out. I want not only to observe a Sabbath, but I want to be participant in it. I want to know what it truly means to take time out from my normal busy life and rest in the arms of the Father. I want to catch my breath. I want to catch the breath of God. And that's all I have to say.